A more than $70 million amateur sports complex proposed in East Charlotte has new question marks. The Charlotte Observer has reported the developer, Good Sports, has lost its private financing and the project is on hold. The city is denying that, though. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now to try to make some sense of it. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Mark.
This is one of the city's big economic development projects, both to draw amateur sports tournaments and to revitalize the area around Bojangles Arena. Could it be in jeopardy?
Well, it's a $70 million project, and the developer is expected to provide more than half of it. The Observer reports the company's financing fell through based off of emails it obtained between the developer, Good Sports, and the city. So if the private financing were on hold, that would be a big deal. But city officials say the reporter misunderstood. The head of the city council's economic development committee, Michael Barnes, says it's still on track here.
Not on hold. The project's not on hold. They are going through due diligence and making sure that they're crossing T's and dotting I's, which is what we're going to do. Our job is to make sure that this deal is representative of what's best for Charlotte.
So Barnes also points out the city hasn't spent any funds on Good Sports. They're still hammering out an agreement. But the city has spent almost a year working toward that and almost $4 million demolishing an Econo Lodge to make room for the project, as well as approving $12 million in renovations for Bojangles Coliseums. Now officials say it needs that no matter what.
So, Ben, what do we make of it? Is everything fine with the project?
Well, I wouldn't say that because Good Sports only incorporated in 2013, and it already has several of these amateur sports complexes in the works around the country, even though it's not especially proven. And recently, there have been multiple reports of funding falling through in other states, especially in Indiana and Ohio. On top of that, the company is facing a lawsuit for not paying a subcontractor in Florida. No one from Good Sports responded to a request for comment before I came on air, but city officials say the investor in the Charlotte project is still a full go, regardless of what's happening in these other places.
Is there a bottom line here?
Well, the city says so far things are on track here, but it's always concerning when a company has problems with projects that are similar elsewhere.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thanks.
Thank you.